Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is June the 15th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms, chapter 60 to 67. Seeking the presence of God daily with a passion. We read in Psalms 63 verses 1 to 3 the words of King David. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Psalms 63 is a royal psalm that is replete with elements of trust in God. Temporarily disposed, David is trekking across the wilderness of Judah to his enforced exile east of the Jordan when he wrote the psalm. However, unlike many of the psalms written in those dire conditions, this psalm is overflowing with thanksgiving. David declares his longing for spiritual renewal. He expresses his thankful mood. He gives voice to his trust in God, and he announces his hope for the future. In fact, David starts by expressing his intimate personal relationship with God with these words, O God, you are my God. David looked to God as an abiding treasure when all else was gone and as a sufficient resource in every crisis. He was passionate in seeking God early, early in life and early every day. His longing for God's presence was as intense as the thirst of a traveler in a dry, weary and waste land. David refers to both his soul and flesh in order to denote his whole being and was totally involved in this worshipful hymn to God with all his faculties, eyes, lips, hands, soul, mouth, and mind. And as such, David serves as an example of the true worshipper. It is important to note that David cries less to see the sanctuary of his God than he does to see the God of his sanctuary. Our delight should also be in God as we passionately seek his presence daily and early. When we find ourselves in a wilderness situation, we should take inventory of the things that are really important. For David, God was really important in his wilderness journey. The psalm speaks to us that God reveals himself to those who seek him early every day. He satisfies the thirsty, and his power and glory are discovered through passionate worship. The God we worship will be with us during our difficult moments. If we hunger and thirst after him, God will satisfy us without fail. When Jesus called us to follow him, it meant that we have embarked on a journey to passionately pursue him. This was David's motive as well, as he declared, "My soul follows close behind you." We need to draw closer and closer to God on a daily basis. Why? Because his loving kindness is better than our life itself. God alone can satisfy our inner longings. Let us understand that true joy and purpose comes only by chasing hard after God. And the closer we walk with God, there is less room for anything else to come in between us and God. As we read the following hymn, "Just a closer walk with thee, grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be."